Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's sales at get.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. A little Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late great SRV, bringing this back, ladies and gentlemen. Little Texas blues there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. John Harrison's our guest, our good friend, longtime great Brain Trust member. More than 6 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a certified financial planner, ordained minister, author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. He loves the alliteration. And I encourage you to go to aspirefa.com and check him out online. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some quick tips to do to pick up a little extra money and save you some money. Apps that pay you. What do those look like?
Yeah, well, there's a growing handful of them. It's funny. We all have, on average, about 50 different apps on our phones, most of which we don't use. But since we started out by talking about shopping, I thought I'd point out a couple of apps that pay you to shop, or in some cases even to think about it. Hmm. And, you know, we're not talking huge money, but you rack up gift cards and cash back and things like that.
They pay people to think about shopping? I got to get my wife hooked up to that. I could retire.
It's a bit more than just sitting in your chair thinking about it, but I'll tell you how it works. For instance, one of the apps involved is called Swagbucks, and you can find them at Swagbucks, SWAGbucks.com, and what they do is distribute gift cards to their users, and all you have to do is do things like watch videos, take surveys, shop mm-hmm. online, mm-hmm. and you earn free money via gift cards. So
it's a
neat thing to do when you are waiting. I had to spend time recently at the Department of Motor Vehicles waiting to register a car, and you know there's an hour lost. So while you're doing that, if you're taking a survey or something on your phone,
right.
You can be accumulating some money. Another one.
Yeah,
is
I turn those things down because they usually ask me when I don't have time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can pretty much control how and when you use these. Another
so
one
this
is
this is a clearinghouse for those things.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
It's Swagbucks.
Swagbucks.com.
Yeah, Swagbucks. BUCKS and .com and.
Swagbucks.
You know,
Swagbucks.
Yes.
I got you. Okay. All right.
And they've awarded at this point something like $132 million of gift cards and counting.
I'm gonna check that out.
It's a big thing. Another one that people have most
I
people
can get
I've
rich
meet,
waiting on my wife. I'm in so much trouble.
Oh yeah, if she listened to the show. You're in
I'm
trouble.
I'm in big trouble.
Another one is called Shopkick, shopkick.com, and you accumulate kicks, which are basically reward points, and you get these kicks just by walking into participating stores and scanning the merchandise, or if you buy something, scanning your receipts. If you open the app at the store entrance of a participating store, it recognizes that you're in the store and you start earning kicks right away. So you earn them for scanning items, credit card purchase. A lot of the big stores participate in these, whether they're grocery stores or home improvement centers, pharmacies. There's a growing list of stores that participate. Another one, and this is one I've not used, but I'm actually dying to try, is called Mobi, and it's MOBEE.com. And it lets you be one of those mystery shoppers you're always reading about.
Right.
And you open up the app, and they will give you missions that are local to your zip code, businesses for you to visit, surveys for you to take as a mystery shopper. And as you complete the surveys and provide the customer feedback, then you earn rewards and prizes.
Is there anything close to worth your time?
That's the one that I actually have not used
myself. We
don't know
if it's worth your time. I mean, you know, if you're gonna spend 3 hours doing all that and you're going to get a Frappuccino out of it, that's not quite worth it.
Here's what I usually say, especially to
maybe it's a venti Frappuccino, it might be, but...
Here's what I usually say to people. Some of these pay you apps are great ways to accumulate a little bit of extra money over a short period of time. I wouldn't devote the rest of my life to doing this kind of stuff.
It's not a profession seek thing.
Exactly. But I have people, for instance, who, when I'm talking about their basic financial planning issues, like how does your emergency fund look? You know, you need to have 3 months worth of your bills in the bank or other ready cash emergency fund.
I can see where, you know, a single parent at home, this would be would be an opportunity to make the budget go farther.
Absolutely. A mom that works part-time hours or something like that can supplement things. Yep. So I tell people, think of these apps as a way, if you want to pick up a quick few hundred or to $1,000 over the next month or so because you tell yourself that you can't put together an emergency fund because there's no spare cash flow.
Right.
This will create some cash for doing things you already do anyway.
Pretty good deal. Hey, John Harrison, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. I'll look forward
John
to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. Aspire FA is his website. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.